Welcome back to our Dallas County Let's Talk program, brought to you by Perry Fairway. Always fresh, always affordable. My name is Shaquan Nettingham, and today being joined by our Perry Police Chief, Eric Vaughn. And Eric, thanks so much for joining me today.
Yeah, thanks for having me out.
You're absolutely welcome. You know, I just want to, you know, touch on some things from your perspective going on at the high school and just the schools in general ever since the tragic events happened on January 4th. First of all, let's talk about, I know there was a video put out like a couple weeks ago with you and Perry Superintendent Clark Wicks talking about the Iowa Safe and Sound program. So can you kind of maybe just run us through some details about that?
Yeah, absolutely. So that Safe and Sound program has been out for just probably a little bit over a year, part of the governor's initiative. Basically, what that allows people to do is to bring their concerns, maybe something that they've heard or something they've seen about maybe a fellow student or even somebody out in the community that may pose a threat or a danger, or just a concern that they have about them being at the school or something like that. So they can make anonymous reports either by using the Safe and Sound app. They can also get online to the website, or there is a phone number that they can call, 1-800-224-6018. And so they can report those things that they're seeing or hearing. When they do that, that information will be get transferred over to the schools and to law enforcement. So we can investigate those and try to figure out if that's, first of all, if it's a credible threat, something that we need to act on immediately, determine whether it's criminal in nature, or maybe it's not a credible threat and maybe just rumor, or also maybe it's just someone that maybe needs some assistance in the schools, whether that be through the school system itself with academics or something like that as more of a school issue, or possibly even, you know, maybe a mental health issue that we can address.
Going from that, I know we were talking a little bit off air. I know you don't want to get into too specifics, but can you maybe just talk about like the protocol, some of the new school safety measures?
Yeah. So we've had school resource officers in our schools probably since 1999 was when we started that program, maybe 2000. And so that school resource officer generally kind of floats mainly in the high school because that's where we see more of our issues, our disturbances with students and that type of thing, but also goes over to the middle school and assists them and occasionally goes over the elementary school to assist the principals and stuff like that with some disorderly, maybe some kids that are just having some behavioral issues. Also to kind of do some educational programs in all those schools. But since January 4th, we've had some assistance from the State Patrol. So we've had an officer in every school since that time. And now we're continuing that on with enhanced measures to have officers have a presence in each one of the schools every day.
Good. Touching on that, can you kind of talk about the increased police presence that's been happening at the schools? How's that been going? I know there's these rules now where it's like kids can't linger so long before school, so long after school. So how's that been going?
Yeah, I think it's been going well. We haven't really heard of any problems. The school was pretty wide open before, not wide open, I wouldn't say, but it was open pretty early in the day. And now they've kind of restricted that to about half hour before school starts every day. And so an officer, we want to make sure that officers there are present on scene when the kids are showing up every day. At the end of the day, the kids are kind of allowed to be in the school system up to 15 minutes after the end of the day. And then they're either need to be outside the building or with a teacher or with like a coach or some type of instructor, like a band instructor or some kind of activity. There's a little more restriction on whether they're just kind of wandering and lingering in the hallways and in the classrooms and in the buildings.
Now we'll talk about some of the community support, because I know obviously, you know, January 4th and here on after, it's just, especially that day was just a lot, but it seems like has been really good support from the community and kind of just thanking your department and everything. Can you just talk about, I guess, your appreciation for the community?
Yeah, absolutely. We've had some great support. Beginning that day, I mean, things started showing up with like food, and yeah, sometimes you just don't think of that thing, food, water, drinks for the officers and for all the staff and the support that we got that day from outside agencies. Stuff just started showing up without even requesting it, which was great. And then continuing on for the weeks and afterwards, people bringing us food, checking in on us. I don't know how many times it just been approached by community members. At least I have, and I know other officers have, and just getting thank yous for them for the response and the work we did that day. And it's always great to see that support, especially from the people that we know and we work with every day, and you know, some of our friends and fellow citizens that we really know. So we really appreciate that, those good words, because sometimes we just don't get it. And a lot of times people just don't know everything that we do from day to day. It was incredible to see that.
One more thing for you. I just want to check in. Are you, sure you are, but are you holding up okay? I mean, since those events, I know there's a lot to go through and the rest of your department, is everyone in a more, I guess, positive headspace? I don't know how to really ask that. But
yeah, that's a great thing. So there were a lot of people in town for the first few weeks supporting people that were affected by this incident. So we kind of talk about that mental health trauma that causes. So we provide assistance. We do like debriefings with our officers and even with our families to some extent, because they kind of get a little bit traumatized by the work we do and some of the things that we say. Also, we have those mental health debriefings where we kind of talk through things a little bit about how we're feeling and what we experienced that day and what our roles were. And then there's services provided for those officers too, if they need further help or whatever. So that's kind of a new thing in law enforcement. Before, we, my assistant chief and I always used to joke, we just used to work on the stuff it down method. You just eat whatever that is, whatever traumatic event and whatever disturbing images you may have saw, and you just kind of stuff that down, hopefully deal with it later, but sometimes you don't. And so we're not only here at our police department, but nationally, we're taking a more serious look at officers' mental health long-term, so we can deal with that burnout before it really happens.
Thank you. And I'm glad that's being implemented, because I know it's a big topic with things, especially when events like this happens. It is mental health, and feel like it's good if we can have an outlet kind of to go to and do that. Again, thank you. That is Perry Police Chief Eric Vaughn speaking with us on our Dallas County Let's Talk program. Is there anything else that you would like to add?
No, I appreciate everybody's ongoing support. I think together, you know, we've kind of rallied together. This town has. We need to continue to do that, to continue to make our schools safe, help keep our kids safe, and our community as a whole. We need to look, I know we're really concentrated on the school right now, and that's great, but we just need to look even beyond that to ensure that these things, you know, hopefully don't happen again, whether it be at the school or wherever, and help reduce some of these violent acts that are occurring in our community and in our nation.
Well, I just personally just want to thank you for everything you and your department are doing, and thank you for keeping us safe here.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Again, that is our Perry Police Chief Eric Vaughn on our Let's Talk Dallas County program, brought to you by Perry Fairway. Always fresh, always affordable.